Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Time for the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. One hour of the best and the rarest in blues and rhythm and blues. Well, I hope you've all got over your Christmas festivities and are looking forward to the new year. We're looking forward to the new year here at the Keynote Club. We've got a great program for you today. So come in, leave your car keys with the car hop. If I were you, I'd leave a large tip as well. He's got a very good business in hubcaps. Sit down at the table and you're just in time to hear Big John Greer up on the bandstand, and he's singing I'm the Fat Man.
I got a message to bring to you. Well, I'm the fat man, baby. I got a message to bring to you. I may be big, but girls, I can thrill you through and through. If you know a fat man, you better grab him and squeeze him tight. Yes, if you know a fat man, you better grab him and squeeze him tight. Nothing but a fat man can do you nothing right. Well, most girls like I'm skinny. A skinny man's mighty neat. I'm twice as big, so I must be twice as sweet. Get your fat man, baby. He's a two-in-one. Yes, with a big man like that, you know you can have a lot of fun on the playground. What makes a fat man so sweet? He ain't skin and bones, he's a whole lot of meat. Yes, I'm a rock house daddy, and I sure can satisfy. Just like all fat men, you know I'm a real horn guy. Well, I hope you girls have got the news I brought for you.
From Arkansas, Big John Greer. That was recorded in New York, 1952. It's on RCA 5037, a great homage to obesity. Let's turn now to Model T Slim, real name Elman Mickle. This is a Jimmy Johnson production, and it's Shake Your Boogie. Nice. That was Model T Slim. Jack Wall there did the nice guitar part. Real heavy rocking juke joint type guitar. And it was on Magnum 45739 from 1966. I like that down home mood. Let's keep it going with Papa Lightfoot from Louisiana and Jumping with Jarrus. Was Papa Lightfoot on harmonica and Jumping with Jarrus. Okay, let's turn to another Louisiana label. This is Gold Band, and a young lady who I would say would almost never turn up on a program like this. This is really Dolly Parton. It's from 1959. It's her first single. It's Gold Band 1086, and it's called Puppy Love.
Puppy love, they all call it puppy love. I'm holding up my hand and kissing, hugging. I like it, it's puppy love.
Dolly Parton on Gold Band 108.6, Puppy Love. Dolly, I think, missed out on a great career as an R&B singer there. Let's turn right now to the rare record spot. And this is another track from the Pete Whalen collection. I was able to pick up quite a few rare tracks from Pete on my recent visit to his place down in Key West. And this is Mississippi Bottom Blues by Kid Bailey. It's Brunswick 7114 from 1929. Again, if there are half a dozen copies of this record left in the world, I'd be most surprised. Kid Bailey bears a remarkable resemblance to Charlie Patton, and at one time was thought to be a pseudonym for Willie Brown. You know, the Willie Brown that Robert Johnson sang about. But I think now most people think this is a different singer, and here he is.
Mississippi, where I was bred and born. Me that will forever be my native home. In my her mother's old daughter, I is turning gray.
Kid Bailey on Brunswick 7114 from 1929. Let's listen now to some great jazzmen playing the blues. This is Clifford Brown and Max Roach, and it's a track called Dahood.
Dahood.
Sorry to fade that track out on Richie Powell's piano solo, but it's a long track, and if we played that, then we wouldn't have time for all the other great records that are going to put into this show. That was Clifford Brown and Max Roach playing Dawood. It's from a mainstream vinyl album from 1954. I don't know too much about the next artist. It's Charles Clark. This is a 1958 recording, Artistic 1500, and it's called Hidden Charms. If you listen carefully, you'll hear the Willie Dixon Band and the great Sonny Boy Williamson II on harmonica. Hidden Charms by Charles Clark. We seem to be featuring a lot of great harmonica players in this first half. This next track is by Sonny and JC, otherwise Sonny Terry and JC Burris. It's on a British Ember 45 from 1958, and it's called You Keep On Dogging Me.
Keep on dogging me. Keep on dogging me. Keep on dogging me.
The inimitable sound of Sonny Terry's harmonica on You Keep On Dogging Me. It's Sonny Terry and J.C. Burris, both on harmonica there, from 1958. This week's Gospel Spot features Cleophas Robinson, the Reverend Cleophas Robinson, with Sister Josephine Jones. Like all the best records, it's on Peacock out of Houston. And it's I Can See So Much.
I can see so much,
so much,
so much
what the Lord.
So dark.
Way there, dark.
My road.
Oh, my road.
Get rough.
Rough and rock.
And I can't.
What a nice track. Cleophas Robinson with Sister Josephine Jones and I Can See So Much. You're listening to The Keynote Club with your host Bob Hall on Sheffield Live. We're on 93.2 FM and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. Sheffield Live is a community radio station and we're financed by our members. So if you like this kind of music, or even if you don't, but you'd like to hear community radio anyway, do drop us a line on www.sheffieldlive.org and sign up to become a member. It's only £10 and it'll help to keep the radio station going. Right now, I have to leave you for this important message from our sponsor, but I'll be back in a flash.
I like my man close.
Get closer.
I need my man closer.
Get follicle close.
That's not close enough.
It's what a man needs. Some of the world's most advanced technology has gone into this razor.
Extreme 9.
The Excelsior Extreme 9.
Nine blades of glory.
Some scientists work on how to safely take man into space and back, or nanotechnology. But we're working on improving something that cuts hair.
Excelsior Extreme 9.
Real men don't just shave their face. You'll have a face as smooth as a baby's bottom. And we all know how women love to make out with a baby's bottom. Blades only $18 a pair. Technology has arrived at the razor's edge.
It's follicle close for extreme glory.
Excelsior Extreme 9.
Thank you.
Regular listeners to this program will recognize the fiery tenor of Freddie Mitchell. That was the Freddie Mitchell Orchestra. And Cold Heat on Derby Records, of course. Let's move on to the Cajun spot. And this week it's Harry Choates. He's on Harhuli. And this is Allons à Lafayette.
Baby J, we may claim it now.
Harry Choate's on our Hooli, and that was Allons à Lafayette. Let's go to Lafayette. I saw a great group from Lafayette a couple of years back. They were called the Pine Leaf Boys, and they were the sons of some of the great Cajun pioneers, and they really were absolutely first class. You get a chance to see them, don't miss it. Well, here's someone else I'm afraid you won't get to see now. This is Sonny Boy Williamson II, one of the great harmonica players. This goes back to 1952, and it's on trumpet. It's trumpet 166. It's a well-known track. It's called Mighty Long Time. You'll hear Willie Love on piano and actually Elmore James on guitar. So here it is.
Been so long, been a mighty, mighty long time. Been so long, a mighty long time. Yes, a mighty long time since I seen that little girl of mine. Yes, it's been so long until I just can't sleep at night. Been so long till I just can't sleep at night. I could eat my breakfast in the morning and my teeth and tongue begin to fight. So long, the copper have faded on the floor. Been so long, the copper have faded on the floor. If she ever come back to me, I'm not gonna let her leave no more. No more.
The magnificent Sonny Boy Williamson there, Sonny Boy Williamson II from 1952, and Mighty Long Time. What do you think of the imagery in that song? Eh? It's been so long, the carpet has faded on the floor. I really like that. Okay, let's move on to New Orleans. Let's get down to New Orleans and something a little more funky. This is Oh Well. It's one of the early recordings from Professor Longhair. This is from 1950, and it was a short period when he was on Mercury.
Oh well, oh well, oh well, and I did, I can hear him say, he's gonna dig him a well today, and a well, just no hole in the mouth.
Professor Longhair from 1950. Oh, well. Fess had an extraordinary roller coaster career from rags to riches to rags to riches. He, after his initial success in the 50s, he was reduced to sweeping the floor in a record store until he was rediscovered, and actually Paul McCartney was very much influential in getting Fess back onto the music scene, and he did actually appear in the UK a few times before he died. Okay, now we come to that time again.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Yes, folks, it's time for the week's challenging record. This one, I have to say, I think is quite extraordinary, and it was something of a hit, I believe. But I can't think why. It's Surfing Bird by the Trash Men.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a winner.
I can't help but feel that you must have taken a great many chemicals before you could record a song quite like that. Surfing Bird by the Trash Men, that's from 1963. I have to say that I can't recall hearing that in the 60s, and I suppose it's just as well. And anyway, they say that if you can recall the 60s, you weren't there. Let's go back a little bit further to the 50s and the last resurgence of one of the great vocal groups. This is the Mills Brothers from 1955. It's Decca 29511, and it's their hit, Smack Dab in the Middle.
Pick me a town in any clime where people like a rockin' time and stay awake both day and night till everybody's feeling good and right. Then throw me smack dab in the middle, picture me smack dab in the middle, fling me smack dab in the middle, and let me rock and roll to satisfy my soul. 10 Cadillacs, a diamond mill, 10 suits of clothes, 2 dressed to kill, a 10-room house, some barbecue, and 50 chicks not over 22. Then throw me smack dab in the middle, plop for me, smack dab in the middle, chunk of me, smack dab in the middle, and let me rock and roll to satisfy my soul. 100 bands with chorus girls, a street that's paved with natural pearls, a wagon load of bonds and stocks, then open up the door at Fort Knox. Then throw me smack dab in the middle, curl of me smack dab in the middle, flop for me smack dab in the middle, and let me rock and roll to satisfy my soul. Bread and gangs of meat, poodles of butter and something sweet, gallons of coffee to wash it down, bicarbonate of soda by the pound. Now throw me smack dab in the middle, picture me smack dab in the middle, chunk of me smack dab in the middle, and let me rock and roll to satisfy my soul. And let me rock and roll to satisfy my soul. And let me rock and roll to satisfy my soul.
Who'd have thought that in this program we'd have the Mills Brothers and Dolly Parton? Well, there was the usually smooth Mills Brothers getting right down to it in Smack Dab in the Middle from 1955. But if you really want to get low down, you need to go to Lil Johnson. This is a record which Lil recorded. It was withdrawn by the record company after 3 days, and I guess she was asked to do a slightly less lurid version, and this is the one that I'm playing for you now because the radio station wants to keep things clean. This is Lil Johnson and Hot Nuts. Get it from the Peanut Man.
Nuts, hard nuts, I've got nuts for sale, selling 1 for 5, 2 for 10, if you buy them once, you'll buy them again. Selling nuts, hard nuts, you buy them from the Peanut Man. Nuts, hard nuts, anybody here wanna buy my nuts? Selling nuts, hard nuts, I've got nuts for sale. They tell me your nuts is mighty fine, but I bet your nuts isn't hard as mine. Selling nuts, hard nuts, you You buy 'em from the peanut man, selling nuts, hard nuts. Anybody here wanna buy my nuts? Selling nuts, hard nuts. I've got nuts for sale, and they tell me your nuts is mighty small. Best to have small nuts than no nuts at all. Selling nuts, hard nuts. You buy 'em from the peanut man. Look what you can get cheap. Only 5 cents, boys. Nice and brown, too. Everybody's crazy about my nuts. Selling nuts, hard nuts. Anybody here wanna buy my nuts? Selling nuts, hard nuts. I've got nuts for sale. Now you see that man all dressed in brown. He's got the hottest nuts in town. Selling nuts, hot nuts. You buy 'em from the peanut man. Nuts, hot nuts. Anybody here wanna buy my nuts? Selling nuts, hot nuts. I've got nuts for sale. When a hog get hungry, he starts to grunt. When a man get hungry, he starts to hunt for nuts. Hot nuts, you buy 'em from the peanut man, I say. You buy 'em from the peanut man.
The incorrigible Lil Johnson from 1936 on Vocalion. That was Hot Nuts, Get 'em from the Peanut Man. Well, let's move right along and go to Billy Fair and his orchestra. This is on Derby 750, and it's Boogie in the Morning.
You can boogie at night, you can boogie in the time you feel alright. Let's boogie. Boogie, boogie. Boogie, boogie, boogie. Boogie, boogie in the morning. Well, there's a man, his head's kind of bald. He can do the boogie, woogie once and that's all. Let's boogie. Boogie, boogie. She kind of thin. She can do the boogie woogie. It's endless boogie. Boogie boogie. Boogie boogie boogie. Boogie boogie in the morning. Let's boogie boogie to your boogie upstairs. Let's boogie. Boogie boogie. Boogie boogie boogie. Boogie boogie in the morning. Well, I got a gal, her her name is Lucy. She do the boogie woogie, she get real juicy. Let's boogie. Boogie woogie. Boogie woogie woogie. Boogie woogie. Boogie woogie. Boogie woogie.
A nice little New York jump group there. Billy Fair and his orchestra. And Boogie in the Morning. Well, it's almost time to end up the show, put the chairs back on top of the tables, close up the club for another week. Hope you've enjoyed listening to the music. This is your host, Bob Hall of the Keynote Club, and I'd like to wish you all a very happy new year, as indeed would Huey Piano Smith. So we'll see you in 2012.
All the time, all through the ages,
Happy New Year.
In late December's training pages,
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Whistles blowing, bells are ringing,
Happy New Year.
12 o'clock, everybody's singing,
it's over. We may never meet again. It's over.